Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now on 97.3 The Fan, covering the Washington Nationals for the Washington Post, Jesse Dougherty is with us. Jesse, it's good to have you. Did I get that name pronunciation correct?
Yeah, you did well. Thanks.
Excellent. All right, so, Steven Strasburg has really come through here when the Nationals have needed him the most. Does he have one more in him to pitch an out-duel Walker Buehler tonight in Game 5?
Yeah, I mean, that's the pressing question, right? And, you know, for those who have followed the Nationals through this run, their general strategy is to hide their bullpen at all costs, and that requires a heavy lift from their starters. And if Steven can do that tonight, if he can go 7 solid innings, give them a chance to win, hand it over to back into the bullpen, then, you know, they should have a good chance to win this game. Obviously, it takes, you know, the offense as well. Walker Buehler's a great pitcher, but this starts with Strasburg when it comes to the Nats, and he's been great in big moments, as you mentioned. So we'll see if he has one more.
Well, the back end of the bullpen for the Nationals has been the one that kind of gives everybody pause. And I said it yesterday, and I really believe this. Would it surprise you? You would know more than anybody. We're talking to Jesse Dougherty, Nationals beat reporter of the Washington Post. Would it surprise you to see Max Scherzer for two batters tonight come out in a huge, huge spot?
It would surprise me. I think only one full day removed from 109 pitches. That's a pretty big ask to have him come into the game. I mean, I don't. It's not a 0% chance, given how these playoffs have gone for the Nationals and the way they've pressed the buttons in big moments. I think if you can get it to the 7th, you have Sean Doolittle, you have Daniel Hudson. Those are two guys that you can trust. They've been pretty good in this series. I do think there's a chance we see Patrick Corbin, who obviously was really bad in relief the other night, but
yeah.
I don't think it's the time to hit the panic button on one of your best pitchers just because you have one bad performance. And then I think Aníbal Sánchez could be in play as well on 2 days rest and maybe in a righty matchup situation. His soft stuff proved really effective against this team. So that could also be something that we see.
You know, I always tend to believe that you got here for a reason and you should stick with what's been working for the entire season when you get to this point. But when you do have what is expected to be a pitcher's duel like this and you're going up against a guy like Buehler, and you're thinking, hey, this could be a 1-0, a 2-1 type game. Does Dave Martinez manage this any different? Do you see, like, hey, can we bunt for a base hit, bunt over a little more often? Can we just push across one run? Not necessarily the style of baseball that's become accepted in 2019, but do you change things up for a game like this?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've seen it in this series that the Nats have played that way. They've pretty much played with their backs against the wall since the wild card game and done a lot of things unconventionally. They've also been a team this season that is not afraid to sack bunt. They're not afraid to hit to contact instead of power. They're a little more old school and throwback in that way than a lot of the clubs we've seen in the postseason. So I don't know if it's going to be a big change, but you could see a higher emphasis on that sort of baseball and piecing together rallies that way. The back of the Nationals order has been really rough in the series. So I think if they have a chance to bunt or hit the ball the other way instead of going for big hits, you may see that from guys like Kurt Suzuki, Michael A. Taylor. That sort of 6-8 has been a rough spot in the lineup. So I think we could see stuff like that for sure.
Now, what's the track record of success current players against Walker Buehler off the top of your head, if you know?
Yeah, I mean, there's just not a big sample size.
Yeah.
I think the Nats typically, you know, it'd be better to talk about guys of his profile, hard throwers, hard breaking ball, or not the guys that Nats hit particularly well.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you flip it around, Walker Buehler is actually a really good matchup for the Dodgers because they hit velocity super well. But of course, he's facing the Nats. I'd say that type of pitcher gives them trouble. And we saw it in game one. Earlier this season, the Nats hit him really well in D.C., but again, just small sample sizes across the board.
Sure. Jesse, what's the narrative in Washington, D.C. about this team? After all the playoff failures and coming up short and Bryce Harper leaving before this season, is there something that people are ascribing the success right now for the team? I mean, anyone who follows baseball, like a beat writer like yourself, I think tends to dismiss sometimes these storylines because you see there's not a lot of rhyme or reason to a lot of it, but you got to write something, and people like to lap it up a little bit and come up with their own theories. So what are they saying in Washington right now?
It's interesting you ask that, because the obvious playoff narrative for this team is that they've been to four NLDSs in the last 7 years and they've lost all four, and they haven't been past the first round of the playoffs since they moved back to Washington in 2005. So I think no matter what, that follows you. The names change, the stars change, whatever. But that narrative, that blanket narrative, is going to be with you until you advance. That said, this team is different than those four teams. Those four teams were all favorites. They won the division. They coasted into the playoffs with really good records, high 90s win totals. And when they lost, it was a major disappointment for the sole fact that there was expectations that they would go deeper into the playoffs. This team is facing the 106-win Dodgers. They're kind of playing with house money. They've done this wacky pitching strategy to get by their two wins. They were four outs away from losing the wild card game, and got a big hit off Josh Hader, which no one saw coming. So yeah. I think they were 19-31 in May, and everyone kind of wrote them off then too. So I think this team is sort of like playing with nine lives to an extent. So if they lose, it does fit the narrative that you've gone to a fifth NLDS now and you lost again. But at the same time, I think there is departure from those typical Nationals teams that were favorites and kind of blew it, rather than this team that is trying to punch above its weight and has a chance to do something really special.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the Rays and the Astros. I mean, it's house money. It's gravy right now. And the fact that you've played it so that you got Strasburg on the mound in a decisive game five, I think the pressure is squarely on the Dodgers tonight. I mean, squarely. That's the team everybody picked, far and away to cruise. Not only win, just cruise to the World Series. Yep. The pressure is on those guys. They're staring down the barrel of blowing it yet again. And if I'm a Nationals fan, I'm pretty excited. And if I'm a Nationals player, it's kind of balls to the wall tonight. Everything I expect Martinez to empty the tank tonight with that team.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And I think there's something really dangerous about the team that's the underdog playing with house money, however you want to put it. And the Dodgers are certainly not that. But on the flip side, I expect them to do the same thing. Clayton Kershaw's going to be available. Dave Roberts even said that Hyunjin Ryu could be available. While it's unlikely he could pitch, so like they're going to go, full on too and try to win this game. And pound for pound, that makes them scarier because they're more talented. Their pitching staff's deeper, but at the same time, like just from a mental edge standpoint, the Nats certainly have that that feeling that they really don't have anything to lose.
Are the Washington Nationals in this position in spite of losing Bryce Harper, or maybe because they lost Bryce Harper?
Yeah, I've been asked that a lot. I don't think it's because. I think that does culture change? Sure, maybe. Are those things a little overblown from the outside? Yes, I think so. Would it help to have a 35 home runs and 100 RBIs and 100 runs scored in your lineup? Yeah, always. So I think if he was on this team, I think they're better. He's a really great baseball player. I firmly believe that. But I do think there's a good mix of guys in that clubhouse that have created a really fun culture, and that's part of the reason why the Nationals didn't clamp up this year, is that because Bryce is gone, it's hard to say, because he just wasn't here. It's hard to really know how he factored into that. But I think this team, what it is a lot more about its additions and its subtractions, if that makes sense.
You talked about the wild card comeback with four outs to go. You had the Ryan Zimmerman home run in the last game. For you, as a beat writer covering this team, how fun have these storylines been and the chance to cover this run in October?
Yeah, it's been cool. And I think that there was, in late May, again, when they were 19-31, and it seemed like we were going to have a pretty dull summer in D.C. baseball-wise. I mean, it didn't seem like there was going to be any kind of push. Probably we're going to get some staff changes. Maybe some trades of key players, to go for the future. And it was going to be something that no fan in DC had seen before since 2012. No writer had to cover. It was kind of uncharted territory in that way for a team with such high expectations to fail so miserably so early. And then when the Nats turned around, it was fun. It was fun to be around. Really cool to see such a historic comeback. It was the best 80 game stretch in club history at one point. And then this run, I mean, it's it feels like these guys have something special with them. I don't know if that's enough to beat the Dodgers tonight, but I do think it's made for really interesting storylines, and they've definitely kept me on my toes, that's for sure.
Jesse, enjoy it tonight. Game five, always a treat to cover, to watch as a fan, to participate in. We will all be watching that one. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, of course, guys. Thank you.
All right, Jesse Dougherty covering the Washington Nationals for the Washington Post.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.